Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, May 7th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, to the border. Vice President Harris says the current immigration chaos is happening because of global warming. That's right. That's right. Climate change. According to her, the root cause of the migrant surge into the USA is lack of, quote, climate resilience in Central America and Mexico. Climate resilience. She blames bad weather for food shortages, corruption, and gang violence. Wow, bad weather causes all that? Who knew? The Biden administration has quadrupled the number of refugees allowed into the USA. That's fine with me, by the way, if they come here legally. I want hardworking, honest people to contribute to America. Now, the migrant cap will be raised from 15,000 under Donald Trump to 62,000 under Joe Biden. 22,000 slots will be allocated to people from Africa, 13,000 from the Middle East, 6,000 from East Asia, only 5,000 from Central America, where global warming is apparently wreaking havoc. So why is it just 5,000? Next up, more good news on America's fight against COVID. The number of cases dropping nearly everywhere. Health officials in California confirming Thursday there were no virus-related fatalities in Los Angeles for the first time since the outbreak began. Most places now offering vaccines for anyone over the age of 16. Walk-ins are welcomed at pharmacies in New York, Maryland, Florida, and California. However, things are not going so well overseas. The worst spot on the planet for COVID is India, the country witnessing at least 400,000 new cases every day. The government there reporting about 4,000 daily fatalities. Experts believe that figure is likely 10 times higher. Finally, Donald Trump back online, the former president launching his own communication platform to bypass social media bans from Facebook and Twitter. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his crew deciding to extend Mr. Trump's removal from Facebook for at least a few months. The president was booted from the net following the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. His new website will allow him to post commentary, pictures, videos without censorship. In a moment, listeners, sound off. Right back with it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. So let us begin with David, who is in St. Joseph, Missouri. Why doesn't someone who is wealthy take over one of the corrupt media corporations and set the news industry on its rear end? I'm sure there's someone who could buy out Viacom, Comcast, AT&T, Disney, have a hostile takeover in the boardroom. Well, David, that's not going to happen. But some billionaires were looking at buying a cable channel, that wasn't doing well, and then putting a new news agency in there, an honest news agency. I talked to those people, but I told them, if you're going to do this, you need $1 billion to get started. You got to hire a staff, you got to create an infrastructure, you've got to market, you've got to buy your way on the cable systems. It is unending. And so far, nobody has stepped up, but if somebody does, I think they'll be successful because the media is so corrupt in America. James lives in Centerville, Ohio. Bill, it seems to me that Joe Manchin will eventually cave into the progressive left because, in part, Joe Biden appointed Manchin's wife to a job paying $160,000 a year. True, James. Mr. Biden recommended Joe Manchin's wife, he is, of course, a senator from West Virginia, the Democratic senator, for that job. But I don't know if Mr. Manchin can be bought. Keeping a close eye on him, he is, I think, an honest guy. But we'll see. He's the only senator, and maybe Sinema in Arizona, who can block the progressive left. Dennis is in Fenton, Missouri. Big audience for us in Missouri, obviously. I don't understand all the furor about demonizing people who elect not to receive the vax. If everybody who wants the vax gets it, then the only people at risk will be the unvaxxed. Yes, but you can spread if you're not vaxxed. See, if you get vaxxed, the odds of you spreading COVID are very, very low. But if you're not vaxxed and you get the virus, you can spread it to children and to other people. However, I think what is going to happen in America is two tiers. About 80% of us will be vaccinated within the next year, and about 20% will not. And the country's going to have to live with that because nobody can force an American to be vaccinated. Edwin is in Seattle, Washington, is a busy CEO that runs his own corporation. How do you find the time to take a vacation and disconnect from news and work distractions, O'Reilly? I'm in a similar position, and I'm 2 weeks away from taking a well-deserved six-week vacation after an overwhelming tax season. Well, I hope you have fun, Edwin. All I can tell you is that leisure time is a salvation, and you have to have discipline. Yeah, you check in. I do. But I'm not going to angst about the job. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please check out BillO'Reilly.com for honest news. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, surging on Amazon. In a moment, something you might not know.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. When you are a famous celebrity, sometimes you can make millions of dollars in a short period of time. And sometimes that fast cash can evaporate just as quickly. Here's a look at some famous folks who lost fortunes. MC Hammer, the 1990s rapper, made tens of millions of dollars after releasing his hit single, Can't Touch This. Unfortunately for Mr. Hammer, the IRS can touch this. The agency went after MC hard. The musician racked up $13 million in debt with a full-time staff of 200 people following him around. He filed for bankruptcy in 1996. Marvin Gaye, the soul singer, earned a vast fortune over the years, but lost it all through two divorces and bad investments. When Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his own father in 1984, he owed the U.S. government $5 million in back taxes. Actor Nicolas Cage was once one of the highest paid men in Hollywood, a net worth of $150 million. Cage purchased a handful of luxury properties, racked up a boatload of debt, settled with the IRS for $6.3 million in property taxes. Johnny Depp, the star, lost $650 million in the past decade. Can you believe that? $650 million. Bad investments, legal fees, substance abuse cost Depp his fortune and left the one-time A-lister $100 million in debt. Hard to believe. And here's something else you might not know. It is not just actors and musicians who squander money. President Thomas Jefferson had major financial troubles throughout his life. Despite being born into a wealthy Virginia family, the third president died deep in debt. He lost a fortune of about $100,000. Today, that's more than $2 million. He left nothing to any of his descendants. Said Jefferson before his death on July 4th, 1826, quote, "I am miserable." Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.